I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Babe.
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 Babe. Babe. I'm Laura.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is...
Babe. Babe.
I like that.
Yeah, it's great.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's a feel good
time. I want to work out to it.
Yeah, it's great.
I like this song.
It's a good song.
All right, turn it off.
Okay,
now.
Welcome.
Hi again.
Hi, welcome to Babe.
I have something that I just need to get right out in the open from the jump, which is that I was wrong.
Yes.
About Pink.
Well, and also, I was wrong. Can we just play that over and over again on a loop?
Because I was
you never
wrong
hear it. It's
about
Medium Rare that we hear that.
It's very rare. But you know what? I can admit it. I can admit when it's true. It just is rarely true. But I was wrong about Pink, and I completely misjudged her.
Yeah.
And I'm here to apologize to her. I'm here to apologize to you guys.
What about to Willow, her daughter?
I'm here to apologize to Willow.
You should apologize to Willow.
And I'm here to apologize to Carrie Hart.
Yeah, of course. I'm always here to apologize.
And Pink's entire family. And now I'm a Pink head. And
I mean, I think we realize, like, we're all Pink on the inside.
We're all Pink on the inside.
Yeah.
So, a little backstory. We got, in case you, like, don't know... We had a discussion about Pink in the early days of Babe.
Yeah, like one of the very first episodes.
Yeah.
Where I said I would go to a Pink concert. I would.
Yeah.
And Laura was
like,
shook.
Hiss, no. Like, yeah. What? Like, I don't get it. I don't care.
Because she's a really good performer and she does all these weird aerial stunts.
Yeah.
And I knew that.
But I was like, oh, maybe it's just like one stunt moment. Like, whatever.
No.
So then, smash cut to this weekend, our friend texts us and he's like, do you want tickets to see Pink at the Forum.
Yeah.
And we were like, we have to go.
Our friend Simon knows the owner of the Forum, so we were getting really hooked up. I mean, we were hooked up. We got VIP box seats where, like, we sat on a leather couch. We also had...
Away from everyone, like, glassed off. There's, like, one little box in this huge arena that's just, like, a glassed off, like, chic zone.
Like,
and they
literally,
put us in there by ourselves.
We had I felt really bad because there was also a leather couch behind us that we just didn't use that belonged to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then this couple, did you see the couple that, like, tried to sit there? And Jonathan was like...
No, I missed
Jonathan
that.
Was like, get away. Yeah. So Jonathan,
some people were circling
them away.
And
they were circling.
Get, but you know what? No, you're not allowed.
No.
And
God is a DJ.
We got to go. We had like VIP entrance into the Forum Club, which
we've never heard of before.
I've never been there.
There's a buffet.
There's a all you can eat buffet with cookies, sweets, a baked potato bar. They had like turkey meatloaf.
It was wild.
It was fucking wild.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Selma Blair were there.
Yeah. Living, laughing, loving.
Perez Hilton was there. Well, first of all, can I just say, I did not know what a Pink fan looked like. Because Pink, to me, her career trajectory actually blows me away. Because she's never stopped producing number one hits. Every song that you hear in an Uber is a Pink song.
Yeah.
But I don't know anyone who stands her. Like, I don't know any Pink gays. I know gays.
I think
who
they're closeted.
I know gays who stand for like a pop singer who had a hit in 2001 and like who literally like bring her back. Like, she had like one mild hit. And they're like, well, I stand for her.
Gays who stand for like an old bottle of poppers they found.
Oh, totally.
The ground.
Yeah. I know gays who like would stand for linoleum if it looked at them the right way. But like for some,
but no one comes no out one of their closet about, for pink.
No one cares about pink. Like no gays care about pink. And like I was like, what kind of pink? Like what kind of gays stand for pink? Well, first of all, the lesbians do. Tons of lesbians.
Yeah, it was a great lesbian contingency.
There was a lot of like soccer moms like who had their wild night out and were like there to get trashed and like had tattoos and came from like, you know, like
Orange Aliso County
Viejo or whatever the fuck.
Reseda.
Yeah. And then there was like, then let's see, like the gays though were TBD. I have to say the gay men that pink attracts are a little like unclear.
They're a little aggressive.
They're Perez like, Hilton.
It's like Perez Hilton and then like a loud gay and like a sparkly like bomber.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, whoa. But it's what's, like, it's gays that wear bombers jackets.
Yeah.
Like either shiny or sparkly, but they're here to make a statement.
What's weird about Pink is that her politics are so progressive and she's so outspoken, but her music is sort of, it's so anthemic and kind of like radio friendly that it just appeals to everybody. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like her whole brand, like she's very relatable and she's very authentic. And I feel like people, like she's kind of like the every woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. So she appeals to like, you know,
everyone.
Yeah.
Well, so
she doesn't seem like she's above it, even when she literally is above it on aerial stunts.
Yeah. Like I did not know. I knew that Pink like fucked with like a Cirque du Soleil vibe, but I did not know that she was, and I'm not kidding you, on par with Beyonce as a performer.
Yeah.
Like
it, belting out songs.
Belting never, out songs, never missed singing a note. Upside down from a chandelier and just like, blah, and then like laughing and then like singing again. She has a great fucking voice.
She never sounded like she never missed.
She wasn't even attached to things.
Like, no, I know.
She's like just freeballing.
She had one where she truly was not attached to something and like a guy's penis was like lifting her up.
Yeah.
Literally.
Like Pink is lit and I highly recommend that everyone go see her beautiful trauma tour.
Yeah.
I laughed. I cried. I wept.
You did. You sobbed.
At one point.
You did.
She has this whole like PowerPoint presentation about her daughter that really got to me. But then she has another one about just like living your truth and like love and love making the world go round and like getting up and fighting. And I was like, wait, Pink is my.
She's truly empowering.
She's my guru.
Yeah.
I thought she was a babe, but she's actually a babe.
Yeah, she's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And I would go see her again. Of course, I would never pay for it, but...
No.
But I mean, if someone has... If someone you know knows the owner of the Forum and invites you to
you
go stay in these glass
whenever
box
you
seats...
Whenever you get, like, free pop star tickets, you always have to go. Because it's a spectacle no matter what.
She did a cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit that blew me away.
We all like scream sang.
The thing is, like, her music is truly all over the place because, like, what?
Did you know that Gwen Stefani came out at one point? I didn't even realize.
Wait, she was there.
She was on the stage.
What?
Yeah.
No, I think she was there the night before.
Really?
Yeah. Because she came out the night before. I don't think she came out
the
night we were there.
Oh, because I was like.
No, because I saw she went out, but it was the night before.
It was? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Did she play? I think she came out.
No, I don't think so.
Did Pink play two dates in
Pink
LA?
Two dates. I think so, yeah.
Okay, wait. I'm Googling it because I will log. Because I got home and then saw like Pink coverage on the Daily Mail and she had played the I'm Just a Girl cover. And like,
I think
then they were like,
before.
Gwen Stefani joins Pink. And I was like, wow. Like,
Gwen
Stefani.
Ugh.
If Gwen Stefani came out, she's too much of a babe for me to even see and register.
I was like,
my brain just shut off and like wouldn't let me
see
her.
Well, we don't see her anymore.
No.
We don't talk to her anymore. We don't talk about her
Gwen,
anymore.
I feel like personally victimized and betrayed by her.
Yeah. Totally. She's like pop star garbage that was trying to be like cool and like DTF, but she really just like wanted like to like live her Beverly Hills lifestyle with like her weird fame hungry boyfriend.
Yeah. No. She's like
rather than like live her life with her bisexual cutie Gavin Rossdale. Willow came out, her daughter. She came out like licking a lollipop. Loved her. Dude. I think that intro is so pretty. What?
It's one of the prettiest things I've ever heard.
You go, it's the most beautiful song I've ever heard. Pink's aesthetic is also all over the place.
There's no through line.
No, there's no through line. I don't know. I can't find it. Anyways.
Whatever.
Who cares? Gwen Stefani is a... Who cares?
Yeah. Like, if someone got me Gwen Stefani tickets, I probably wouldn't go.
I actually would not go.
I'd probably go.
Nah, if...
Well, I don't know. If she played any of her new music, I'd be like, no.
But Gwen is not, like, a performer. Like, Gwen...
She kind of is, a little bit. Right?
She's just hot.
Is she even hot?
She is hot. But she's all... Like, she just is... Like, diets and exercises, and then looks hot, and then she trades off of... Like, she got so much mileage out of her, like, 90s persona.
Right.
That, like, she could just trade off of that for years and still does. But I don't think she, like, brings it in the sense that it's, like, she's not gonna, like... She's just not... I, like, don't see it.
Her last album was a fucking who cares, let's move on.
I don't even know what it was.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Pink is everything to me, and I love her.
I ate so much. I went to the Forum. I already ate dinner because I didn't know what the food scenario was going to be. So I already had a salad, and then I got there, and I was like, wait. And I just ate a second dinner. I had meatloaf. I had a baked potato. I had... 2 cupcakes. I had a cookie. I mean, I was like full on Benji Cohan.
Yeah, I did not eat because, like, I didn't eat before because I was banking on the fact that there would be food there.
I know. It's so weird that you, like, thought that and then you were
right.
Well, because
I've known people that have gone into that zone and then they, like, I heard that there's buffets. Like, I heard rumors of buffets. And I'm a little fact about me. I love a buffet. It's like one of my favorite things of all time.
Really? You don't say.
I love a buffet.
I don't love a buffet.
I used to go.
I get too gluttonous. I turn into like Augustus Gloop.
I go full Gloop.
I go Augustus Gloop.
Gloop. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was little, Augustus Gloop.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was little, my parents belonged to the Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club, and we'd go there every Sunday for their buffet. And it was like Christmas morning. And my mom would like, she would be like, what are you doing? Like, you have like a plate piled high with food. Like, you're being a glutton. You're never going to eat that. And I'd be like,
lay off. I'm starving. Lay off, man. I'm starving.
No, I live for a buffet. So then we got there and I quickly surveyed the scene, identified that there was like cookies. Ryan, stop.
I'm sorry. I'm like blowing up.
Stop.
I'm so...
Can you put your phone away?
Yeah.
I always have to now reprimand you and make you be a professional on these podcast episodes.
Sorry. I'm just torn in so many different directions.
This is your job.
There's so many different directions.
So then we got there and then I saw that there was a baked potato bar and it was over. And then I resolved... And then beyond that, there was like a secret buffet in the back.
I know.
With like chicken pot pie and turkey meatloaf. And I was like, don't mind if I do.
Like blacked out. And then there was like a ton of tragic gays like Perez Hilton there that were just eating salad.
Yeah.
And I was just like, honey...
Mm-mm. I was like, this is not the place.
Perez Hilton is truly like ghoulish in real life. He looks scary. His energy like makes my teeth chatter. Like, I, like my teeth was chattering and I didn't know why, and I looked over and it was because of him.
Yeah, he's a babe.
No, he's like, I can't even finish the word. It's like he's a ba.
he's like a whisper babe where you don't like. I'm actually
he's a ba with a ba
of you like pissing him off because I just feel like he's like a wrathful. Put a,
like by the way, like you're. Like, your audio equipment just stops working, and you're, like, computer screen
cracks.
No,
like, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
When you come for, like, a power gay, it deeply unsoothes me.
I'm sorry, like, I think Perez Hilton is a powerless gay. Like, I think he's a laughing stock.
We gotta move on.
Oh, anyways.
Moving on.
What else is going on?
Oh, my wish list has... exploded in a way that I truly didn't even
wait. And I want to talk about this because I'm all for her getting stuff. That's
stop,
fine.
Stop. Don't.
No.
You're here to rain on my parade.
No. I'm all good. I just look. Lara told me that she got 3 Dipti candles, and that really hurt me because I like Dipti candles. And why don't I get any? That's the thing. Like, why am I not getting any? Like, I don't.
You can buy them for yourself.
No, I can't. They're a lot of money. I'm not like working on a network television show anymore.
Yeah, but that hasn't stopped you. That hasn't slowed. I haven't seen that slow you down. I love that excuse, but I also call bullshit on that excuse. Okay. And you're turning red. You know it. It's
yeah.
True.
Well, anyway, the point
Ryan
is.
Ryan's pretty jealous of the wish list. Like, came into my apartment.
Well, no, I'm not jealous of like. I'm only honestly jealous of the Dipti candles. I'm serious, because you know candles are like my...
No, I know.
Are my weak spot.
I know.
And I resent having to pay for them. So, if I could get one for free, that would be amazing. I don't know how to set up a wish list, but if you want to go to Laura's wish list and say, this candle is for Ryan, like in the gift note section, that would be honestly amazing.
Don't troll
no,
me.
No, that would be amazing. And honestly, I would do something for you. Like maybe send you a video or something. I don't know.
That was the saddest, like, ploy I'm just saying, for a gifty candle I've ever heard.
I know. I'm not proud of myself. Look, I don't.
Ryan's reached new
levels. I don't know how to set up a wish list. I don't.
I like
but if to, you put it
if
in
you
a
send
note.
Me a candle that's. If you send me a gift and say, this is for Ryan, guess where that gift is going?
To me.
In my apartment.
No! You no. If you get one for me, you have to give it to me.
You have to. Well, I know, but I'm trolled by that. And now I know someone's going to do it because it's like a troll.
Yeah.
But I
please,
hope
if
they...
you want to troll Laura, please get me a dip tea candle. And my favorite scent is the fig. But I would be open to jasmine as well. What?
Nothing. The jasmine one's really good.
Is it good? We felt like it was overpowering,
no,
but then
it's
it burns
overpowering
well.
At first when you open it, but then it burns so nicely it burns really and it nicely. Creates the beautiful jasmine scent
that we so
need
crave.
And love.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I've yet to find like the best scented jasmine like perfume
I know.
Or
I know.
Even a candle there. Like, while it is, like, super soothing, there is a manufactured element or, like, a bite to it.
There always
not
is.
Like,
of course.
You know, like, the jasmine that's, like, kind of sickly sweet?
Yes.
That's the smell that I want.
Wait, what?
The jasmine smells...
No, I wouldn't say it's sickly sweet. The one... Because we have jasmine outside of our apartment.
Yeah.
It does and not smell sickly sweet.
It's, like... It smells floral, like jasmine-y, but then, like, the after smell of it is, like, this kind of, like, sweet, like... thick scent.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think it's like really understated and like chic and like profound.
I know. Well, I wasn't saying that it wasn't that. I'm saying I love jasmine. It's my favorite scent. And these are the notes that I experience when I listen to them.
So you like the jasmine dip tea candle?
No, I love it. I Great. Love the scent of jasmine. I'm just Great. Saying I haven't. I've
well, then
yet
I want
to
one.
Find.
I want one too. But so maybe get me jasmine first and fig second.
I.
Oh my god.
Now can I they, feel like you're not they, gonna get I feel like you just they, alienated the readers.
Why? What do you mean?
I had a psychic feeling that you achieved like okay. I heard I felt people's minds be
now
like,
you're
I
putting
felt
a curse
people,
on it.
No.
Now you're putting
when you
a
were
curse
talking
on
about
stop.
It.
Stop.
I literally
you can't do
felt
this. Laura,
people
you put a curse
like,
on things.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna
you're like bibbity bobbity boo. Bibbity bobbity boo.
When you talked just now, I felt those people change their minds, and I don't think you're getting it.
No, please. Okay, but let me know.
Okay, we gotta
You'll
move
let me
on.
Know. Okay.
Okay, so the wish list also is kind of like, it's becoming a troll because I have so many boxes.
She looks
my
like
apartment
a, you look like a fucking
like a hoarder.
Office Depot.
It's like
here.
It's like the beginnings of hoarder. Like, I last
it's
night
scary.
I came home, I was like kind of stoned, and I was like, oh, this is how hoarding
happens. You were
stoned
happened. Last night?
Yeah.
When?
I smoked weed and then I was stoned.
You smoked weed on your date last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just hit the vape pen.
Like inside the restaurant?
No, on the street.
All right.
Anyways.
Laura went on a date last night.
I don't want
to
talk about it.
We're not going to. You didn't let me finish. I said, Laura went on a date last night and I did an Instagram story live.
And I was on the date while Ryan was Instagram storying, but my date had gone to the bathroom. And so as soon as I pulled out my phone, it said, Ryan O'Connell is live. And then I was like, this fucking bitch. And then went on. I couldn't hear anything you were saying.
That might be better that way.
Yeah, I think so. I got this. I was like, oh, she's in her bed on live.
I know.
How many people tuned in?
It was like 35. It was pathetic.
I saw that. I
supported.
If it got bigger.
I supported everyone that went in there. They were vocal. I have to say, they kept the questions
coming.
That's
all that matters.
They're very engaged. It's all about being a micro-influencer, as we know.
Yeah. One time I did an Instagram Live, the only time I've ever done it, and two people tuned in.
We did one when we were in New York, right? When we went to Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, yeah.
We did. We got pretty, yeah.
For a second.
For a second. No, I had three margaritas last night, which to me is like the magic number. And I like went home and I was like, woo, like party in my bed. Woo. Like, and I just wanted to like engage. She's allergic.
Yeah, I'm allergic
to me
that.
Doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was fun. And I see a lot more Instagram live.
Yeah, I need
future.
To start going live.
Yeah, they're fun.
I want to do like Instagram live and then do like numerology readings.
Ugh, really?
Yeah.
I'm allergic to that.
Yeah, I know. So one of the gifts that I got on my wish list were, so I did this thing where I went to Goop and then looked, cross-referenced everything that they sell in the Goop store with Amazon.
Oh,
and
really?
Then put it on my wish list. Yeah, which so Amazon had a lot of it. I got this amazing animal spirit guidebook.
That was on Goop?
Yeah.
Okay, they're really like digging at the bottom of the barrel.
No, they're not. They just went, they had a whole article about spirit animals, and that's when I found out that your spirit animal was a narwhal, remember?
That makes sense.
I found this website that has a spirit animal for everyone's birthday.
Uh-huh.
My spirit animal is a squirrel.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
There's plenty of squirrels
outside your apartment. Maybe they feel attracted to you.
I know. Yeah, they probably do. They're like, come with us, our squirrel master.
our sister, come with us to our queen.
They're like, we come bedding geeks. Come with you. Yeah. So I want to read your spirit animal card.
Okay, go ahead.
Pull one for you.
Sure.
Last night I pulled some for myself and I got buffalo.
What? I don't
Which means overcoming challenges, which is cool.
That's incredibly vague, but yeah, sure.
Okay, anyways, I'm going to shuffle.
Okay. How does this work?
While I shuffle, you need to think about your life and your choices.
Oh my God. Fine. I don't believe in any of this stuff, for the record.
So I'm thinking that I should do Instagram lives of me reading people's spirit animal cards.
Sure. It sounds like a colossal waste of time.
I can light all my Diptyque candles and just
shut get up. Vibe going. I'm so triggered.
Or if you have a question, that's you want to ask the card.
A troll teak candle. Dip troll. What?
Okay, cut the deck in three places.
I can't do this. Okay. I have cerebral palsy.
Look, one. There we go. And then do one more. There. Good boy. All right. Now Ryan's going to choose his spirit animal card.
Okay, what do I do?
Choose a card.
Oh, it's a mouse. That's insulting. What is a mouse?
You got a mouse. Okay. Let's see. Mouse. Detail-oriented, small-minded, nitpicky, nervous.
Oh, that makes sense.
The mouse has an innate desire to tend to the details. It often spends its days fixing, preparing, organizing, and scrutinizing. Unfortunately, a mouse personality doesn't notice when they've gone too far.
Oh. That's fair.
Soon they begin to have a limited and fearful vision of life and try to control every detail. This can be quite a painful experience for both the mouse and those around them.
Well, no shit.
When mouse's energy is at play, step back for a moment. It may be time to find a more purposeful project to delve into, one that's worthy of your exacting eye. When in balance, you're organized, resourceful, and prepared. When out of balance, you're busy with no purpose.
That's me.
To bring into balance,
wait, that's me.
To bring into balance a meaningful project.
That's so me. That's like why I was looking for a house. I was just like bored. I was like literally like restless.
Yeah, I know.
I was restless and I needed something to put my energy into. And so I was like, I know what you'll do. And then I realized, oh, there are less expensive hobbies than like buying a house.
Yeah. You're the only person I know that would buy a house out of boredom.
Not boredom, restlessness. But they're different.
Wow. You're a mouse energy at play.
I'm a mouse.
You're a mouse.
What if I secretly lived inside the walls?
I feel like you do. I hear you scuttling around.
I know. I'm like, Nate, Jonathan. And then he's like, Nate. And then I just like turn into a mouse and then go inside.
Okay. Now should I do it for myself now?
I guess.
To do one a day? Do you believe in the animal spirit guidebook?
No.
Should I?
God,
I'm
Laura,
deeply offended.
You're always looking for something to believe in.
I guess
always
what? I'm connected.
For something to believe in.
What is that voice? I like it.
I don't see. I know I'm really good at voices.
You're
and you
not.
Don't fucking believe me.
You're terrible.
So fucked up. I did a new voice for Jonathan the other day and he loved it.
What was it?
I don't know. I forget.
Ryan thinks he's really good at doing voices.
I really want to get into voices.
He should do voiceover.
I want to do voiceover work.
Well, do your voice.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the one. I was like, I don't know. I really don't know what it was. It was like old lady, maybe. It wasn't far from my darling, my darling. I don't think it was like that far from that.
My darling, my darling. Do the scream.
What is it?
My darling.
No.
My darling. My darling. I hate that. My darling.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not doing it right.
I don't think that. I don't know.
I'm really good at voices.
Yes. We heard your whole repertoire just now.
I can do more. I just need the wings to fly.
Oh, wait. Do you always looking for something to believe in?
Oh. Oh, Lara. Always looking for something to believe in.
That is good.
Always looking for something to believe in. I'm telling you, I'm good.
But your voice talent is only, you can say one sentence or one phrase.
I know, and then I can't go past it.
And then there's nothing beyond that. It's not like you can do a character.
Maybe we'll go out for lunch. I don't know. See, then I lose it.
It fell apart.
It fell apart. They're really, don't look at them too quickly, too long. They'll start to crumble. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna pull a card for myself. I'm gonna reshuffle.
Do, 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 do,
mouse
do.
Energy, wow.
Do, 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 do. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What about us? What about all the things we know?
Oh my god, a dolphin.
That tracks.
Love.
What does that mean?
Let's find out. Let's find out. Let's find out.
Echo location. Wait, what is it? We're really just doing lots of voices today.
We're doing lots of voices. You're seeing our other talented side. I'm channeling recently.
Great.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Okay.
God dolphin. Is a DJ. Life is a bathroom.
Innately intelligent, healer, light, blessings. The gifts of the dolphin are beyond what our human minds can grasp.
Oh, great.
Dolphin personalities are often drawn to the healing arts as they are sensitive to the subtle and enjoy working on the level of spirit. It's easy for dolphin types to underestimate the impact they make in the world. These creatures play such an important role in the wheel of karma that coming in contact with the dolphin type will change the entire course of your day and thus your life. This card can also indicate a profound blessing is on the way. More Diptyque candles.
For me.
When in balance, active healer, strong spiritual practice. When out of balance, underestimates own power. To bring into balance, like-minded spirits. And that case, I'm like, get out.
I disassociated during that whole reading. I was like, nate, nate.
What
I do
doesn't
know that-
kill you makes you stronger.
Remember her song, though? She didn't sing it at the concert, but remember that song, God is a DJ?
She was singing that when we left. We missed God as a DJ.
No, she was singing, na 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 na
na na na na. I'm gonna start a fight.
Remember that? Yeah. It was So What? That was So What?
Oh, okay.
Na 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 na. Whenever I start a fight with Jonathan, that's when he'd be like, na 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 na. No, it was... God is a DJ, life is a bathroom. I mean, it wasn't like, I don't know.
God is a DJ and life is a bathroom. Truly.
It's real.
So what else do we want to talk about?
I want to talk about Tavi and the 300 Ashlyn
saga. Oh, yeah.
Which is, thank
the saga
God.
Has come to an end.
So I was on my Uber yesterday and saw Tavi post that. And I just, like, a wave of ecstasy went through me. And I immediately just commented, thank God this national nightmare is over with 300 Ashlyn coming to an end. Should I read the Instagram?
Yeah, read it.
Okay. Hold on a second. Because we talked about this before. Oh, here we go. Goodbye, 300 Ashlyn and hashtag apartment stories. Thanks for being my home for the last year. I'll miss views like this one, but be back for the new Band Brooklyn screens, the branch of Brooklyn Library, and everything else at Two Trees NY has planned for this spot. Hashtag 300 Ashlyn partner.
This old song and dance again.
I'm so fucking over it. First of all, she never lived at 300 Ashlyn. I'm a 300 Ashlyn truther.
Yeah, you
First
are.
First of all, why are people not more up in arms about this? Why am I the only one that cares?
You're the only one that cares, but I admire and respect your passion for this. And when I saw that post last night too, I was like, good Lord.
Thank God this is fucking over. Thank God this ruse is up.
I love though that she carried it out. She's like carried it to total fruition, like,
I know,
and is now closing the chapter by being like, I'm moving out.
She never fucking lived there, because I have a friend who like knows her and is like, yeah, she lives in the West Village, lol. So I'm a fucking Tavi truther. And also, she shouldn't live at 300 Ashlyn. That's fucking weird to be a celebrity being like, hey, I live at 300 Ashlyn. Like,
yeah,
come hang out.
Like you would not actually, you would never advertise your address.
That's not
safe. As like a public figure.
Yeah. Like, come be my neighbor, mm-hmm. so we can, like, hang out in the fucking apartment, like, the elevator. Like, no. So, like, she never
lived
there.
I love, like, moving out.
But also, I love that she, like, actually, like, there was, like, what? Like, it was, like, a model apartment. Like, it was just, like, it was, like, fake, but it was, like, full of her favorite things.
Maybe she got to go there on the weekends or something. She had an apartment there.
Well, she definitely had an apartment there, like, full of her stuff, because she would Instagram photos of it. But, like...
But, like, maybe it was just, like, a date. Maybe it was, like, a workspace.
Honestly, the whole thing is fascinating, and I really want to know how it works, because...
I would love to partner with our building and then get free rent. Anyone?
Yeah. It just, like, looks at, like, you just, like, take a picture of, like, black mold.
Yeah.
We're like, hashtag happy to live here.
We should start hashtag our so partnership blessed. Where we just take pictures of like the crumbling
the
walls.
Crumbling walls.
Yeah.
That like the weird crack in my ceiling that we don't know what it's from, but we're like, anyways.
Did you ever figure out your ceiling?
No.
Oh, love. Did it stop smelling weird?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I want to know if anyone has truly the inside scoop with Tavi and 300 Ashlyn, please email us, because I want to know what it means to like fake live in an apartment for a year. Like,
well, I think they pay you.
Well, of course, but like, how did she get all her stuff there? Like, I guess she is like, I don't know. It's like full of her personal belongings, but like she didn't live there.
Maybe she was Instagramming from her actual apartment in the West Village and just saying it was at 300
I know that,
Ashlyn.
But like it had to be 300 Ashlyn because like it had to be comparable to like what was in the unit. Like it had to be in the unit.
So maybe she just had like a Brooklyn weekend apartment.
All right. But like also like why would Tavi do this?
Money.
Does she need money?
Everyone needs money.
That's true. You're right. And I feel like the more you get, the more you want.
Yeah. The more that's you get, profound. More money, more problems.
No, just like more money, more money.
Yeah. But like you start, your life starts to expand when you have money and then you have to make
more
money.
Well, your overhead gets bigger.
Yeah.
And then you can't imagine living any other way. You're
if
like,
someone came
you're
to
like,
you,
I can't live for less than $8,000 a month.
If 300 Ashlyn came to you and asked you to be a partner, would you do it?
Yeah, of course I would. Are you kidding me? I'd be like, I love 300 Ashlyn.
I want you to be a partner away with from them, home.
And I would
still
live
in LA.
I would live in West Hollywood. And I would like take pictures at the Fairfax flea market and be like, I love the Brooklyn flea. It's like clearly Los Angeles.
I would love for you to be like, pull like just a ruse that's like, I'm moving back to New York to live in 300 Ashlyn.
Yeah, and then, my full-time job is to live in this fucking apartment.
You need a meaningful project.
I love Brooklyn winter days. It's like boiling hot, 100 degrees, like palm trees in the background. I'm like, I love Brooklyn.
Yeah, so 300 Ashlyn, the era is over.
I'm just glad.
It's the end
that,
of an era.
I'm glad that we don't have to be fed this bullshit anymore.
I wonder what will happen next.
I think Tavi will continue living in her fucking apartment that she's always lived in.
Yeah.
And we're going to stop being lied to.
I love that.
I like Tavi, and she's a friend. She's a dear friend.
I'm shuddering.
She's a friend.
I'm bone chilled.
I remember like when I first moved to LA and I was around TV writers, like someone was trashing someone and a person went, she's a friend. And that's something people say a lot here. No, she's a friend.
No, she's a friend. My dear friend.
My dear friend Gwyneth.
No, I love Tavi.
I love Tavi too. I mean, I think that she needs to stop hanging out with like intellectual Brooklyn girls with bad personalities, but like, you know.
Like
what
who?
What are you going to do? There's people.
Oh, okay.
I can't name
them. Ryan's being shady today on the podcast.
What else is new?
You're going to get in trouble.
I've already gotten in so much trouble.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Little higher. I don't know any Pink lyrics except for that one. So that's what you get from
well,
me.
You also know.
I actually have to pee.
Okay. There's one song she has that's called Secrets where she just literally goes, do 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 na na na. Like literally, it's like she just says weird shit.
So I'm off on a journey this coming Tuesday. I'm going to Oklahoma to help my mom move.
Right.
Which is...
It's going to be a troll.
It's going to be a troll. It's going to be... It's like not going to be like a fun vacay. It's going to be stressful and emotional.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize, because my mom is moving out of the house that I grew up in, and she's lived in, I think she's lived there for like 40 years or something. Like, it's like, oh, she's, or no, not
40.
Not 40.
Yeah, babe, that's.
No, yeah, 40.
No, not 40.
Babe, I'm 34.
So she lived there before you were born?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the house that she got in post-divorce.
No, this is the house that I was born into and grew up in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, she's wanted to sell the house for a long time, and I thought that I'd, like, come to terms with, like, whatever, and then she was going through the whole process, and then it was, like, we were packing the last time I was home and, like, selling stuff on Craigslist, and then it just hit me, like, last week, I think, I was just like, oh, fuck, like, this is over. Like, mm-hmm. We're gonna move out of this house. I'll never go back there. Like, this chapter is done.
Right.
And, like, it's, like, the end of my 300 Ashland store. But it's just weird to think about. Like, I thought, this always happens to me where I'm like, I'm over it, I don't care. And then like, it comes rushing back to me.
Right. How many boys did you hook up with in that house?
Four.
Okay.
But three of them were boyfriends, and one was like, just a friend.
I always feel weird. Like, my mom lives in Eureka, and she has my full-size bed from when I was a senior in high school still there.
That you sleep on?
Yeah, like when I'm there, yeah. I sleep on the full-size bed, and it's like that's the bed I lost my virginity in, and I'm always like, ooh, itchy.
Oh my God.
It's like memories of bad sex.
Yeah. No, I like, I don't know. Like, it's
a lot.
It's a lot. It's weird.
And I think what's the most going to be a lot is probably just dealing with your mom and being there for her, because I feel like she's going to be going through it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be just like intense all around.
We're starting it's at the age where we're starting to become caretakers for our parents.
Yeah.
Because really, they're like not well.
No. And like it was kind of a perfect storm, like right before my birthday, where I was like, okay, I'm getting another year older, which like I'm not bothered by, but it also is just like I become very aware of my own mortality. And then with my parents getting older, like I'm aware of their mortality, and it all just starts to feel very hopeless, because I'm like,
really?
We're going to die.
Are you going to see Butch when you're there?
Duh. He's my dad.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, fuck him.
Well, you never know.
You never know. But no, I'm going to see everyone.
You're getting the tox done.
I'm going to get a little more Botox. Maybe so, more if I can swing it.
What are you going
to... I don't know.
What are you going to get done?
I don't know. We'll see.
Ugh, don't go too crazy.
Babe, you know me. I don't go crazy with that kind of shit. But yeah, it's like, this is a new phase of life. Parents are getting older.
And crazier. Like,
crazier.
I think, crazier, for sure.
Yeah. And you just start to realize, like, your parents are fragile people.
My mom's in town, and she just texted me, like, she, you know, there's always 21 questions. So she's coming over today. We're spending the day together. Again, 21 questions.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, text me your address. And I was like, okay, great. And then today she was like, can you text me your address again? I think I deleted it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like classic.
Love.
Fucking move. Just a weird text delete. How do you even do that? I don't even know how to delete texts. She just like saw it and was like, this made too much sense. Let's erase it.
My mom, like loves slow internet. Like, she gets like the cheapest possible internet at her current house, and like when I was there, I was just like, this is a nightmare, because like my entire life involves like having to upload shit to the internet.
Yeah, of course.
And like, it was just so slow. It's like dial-up speed, and I was like, this is hell. And so when she was moving in to her new house, like, I trolled her about her internet constantly. But then when she decided to move into this house that she's moving into, she was like, oh, and I'll get faster internet maybe. And I was like, hallelujah. And then we talked on the phone and I was like, are the cable people coming to install your internet before I get there? Because I'm going to need it to like do work, or else I'm going to have to like, I guess, go to like a Starbucks. I don't know.
I guess.
And, like, I don't want to do that. And she's like, yeah, what speed should I get? And I was like, just get the fastest possible speed. Like, I don't understand people that don't have the fastest possible internet. Do you?
No, but I think that with your mom, does she even go on the internet that much?
She doesn't care. Wait, I don't understand, like, not caring.
Can you
about
tell the story of that text thread that she said that was you guys were on? Or is that too weird? It's so funny. It's lol. Does your mom listen to Babe?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Is it weird?
No, I don't think it's weird.
I think it's funny.
It was really funny to me.
It's hilarious.
But it's not fun. I don't think it's funny to her.
But she doesn't listen to Babe. Look at me. I'm such an asshole.
Yeah, you're an asshole. You're trying to start drama before I go home.
It's really funny. Well, she doesn't listen to Babe. Who cares?
I don't think she knows how to listen to podcasts.
No, neither do my parents. It's hilarious. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a...
They don't get it.
I have very limited bandwidth to like explain things.
Yeah.
Like for some reason.
And they're better off not listening.
Yeah. No, it's good for them.
They don't need to listen.
But like parents, like asking you questions about technology for me is like my kryptonite. That's like, will immediately turn me into like a Gila monster.
Right.
Like it's done.
Right.
The second my mom's like, show me this. Like, it's like over. If she has to like put her email as a sign up for anything, I'm just like, good luck. Like, I'm gonna die.
I get tired so easily being around my family. I feel like I get chronic fatigue syndrome. Like, I enter my grandma's house and I'm like, I take to the bed immediately. I'm just like, night night. I literally could sleep for 12 hours because there's no stimulation whatsoever.
Yeah,
there's no stimulation. It's just,
you're just
dead.
Kind of like, here now I'm forced to be around these people again.
So my grandma has Alzheimer's, which is very sad, but of course with anything really, really tragic and hard to process, I always look for lols.
Yeah,
that's just what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's who I am.
It's how I am. it's the lens of which I see the world. So basically, like, everyone talks about Alzheimer's and how, you know, it makes you lose your mind very slowly and there's no dignity. But I really believe that everyone around you also loses their minds because you're being so – the person with Alzheimer's is being so insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the thing I've noticed about Alzheimer's, at least with my grandma, is that she has no Brita on that brain of hers. Like, there's no filter.
Yeah.
Like, it is just straight up tap water brain for days.
I love.
My grandma's never been much of a filter kind of girl.
No.
She's the reason why I lost 30 pounds three or four years ago, because she looked at me and said, your face looks swollen. Oh, never mind. You're just getting fat. She said it actually in a very loving way. My grandma's actually...
Grandma's
loving,
love to...
She's very loving.
Yeah.
My grandma's extremely loving, but she's also just extremely blunt. She's always been
My
that
grandmother
way.
Lovingly told me that I was fat, like...
All they
back
do...
Back in the day.
Like, all they do is poke and prod you constantly, and, like, your body is under a goddamn microscope.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, what's this? What's that? What's this? What's that?
Like, do you think that it's just, like...
I don't know what it is.
They feel like
a weird sense of ownership over your body.
Well, because you're like of them, essentially.
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
it's like, Jesus
Christ. And also, like, I think when you get to be old and your body is like shutting down, you get really interested in other people's bodies.
Right. I guess
like,
so.
I now look at babies and I'm just like fascinated by babies because I'm like, and like toddlers because it's like, they're just like little squishes, and then toddlers have just endless energy and like throw their bodies all around, and it's like fascinating to me. So I could see myself becoming a grandma and then being like, you look fat.
Well, she was always
What's
like that
mole.
She was always like that, but now she's extra like that.
Yeah.
And it was really funny because my sister just went through a devastating breakup, so much so that like when she came to my apartment, I like walked in and she was just like sobbing. She was just like going through it. And my grandma, you know, she can't remember anything. So she asks you the same question over and over again every 5 minutes. And so my grandma will be like, where's your boyfriend? And so my sister will have to retell her breakup story over.
Oh, my God. Again, Alzheimer's is truly just a troll disease.
A troll.
In every
sense. Where's that boyfriend of yours? And like, my sister's like, ah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I already told you. Please stop. Please.
Do you, when your grandma asks a question, do you say, I told you already?
No. I just, I'm like.
You're like, I told you already, you fucking bitch. If someone said, is she aware that she asked the same question over and over?
So
you don't
it's also, it's a double whammy because not only does she not remember anything, she can't hear. So
you have to yell.
Oh, so it's literally like you have to yell the same thing over and over again. It's insane. It's crazy making. It gets to be crazy making. And you begin to feel like such an asshole because you actually are like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Because
it's literally like you have to say the same thing over and over again.
How? Like every 5 minutes?
Yeah. She'll be like, where do you live again? I'll be like, West Hollywood.
You're like, I'm gay. Does she know you're gay?
Yeah.
She doesn't forget that.
She asked me if
it's hard to forget.
She asked me if I just finished school, which
no,
never. You know, well, no, school of life.
Long time.
We're never done.
Yeah, school of life.
School of life. We're always learning. Yeah. We're always taking classes. Always looking for that degree.
But she's still functional. Like she lives alone.
No, she has caretakers. Well, she's okay. She's okay. So this is the part that scares me. I have an Aunt Fern.
Go on. I had a great Aunt Fern.
She's my great Aunt Fern. Twins. She's truly 130 years old. Like, she's probably like the woman from, like, she looks probably like the woman from Dragon to Hell, the gypsy at this point. And she has had Alzheimer's for like 30 years. And she just like won't die. She's just like, and so.
30 years?
My thing is.
Where's Fern?
She's in Oregon.
Does she live alone?
No, I think she's in a home now.
Okay.
But with my grandma, I really worry because she's in really great health.
Yeah.
Like, physically.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it's just, it's no way to live. I mean, it really, it's so tragic. It's so, but she's going to be, so right now she has caretakers. It's just, it's such a sad way. It's so fucking sad. But she might be going to Palm Springs and going to like a home, but not like a, like, because she's very functional still.
Yeah.
Like one-on-one, she's actually extremely lucid. And also she's funny.
Yeah.
She's still going to be funny. Like she picks up on the weirdest shit where you're like, oh my God, but then she can't remember what she said 1 minute ago. It's her short-term memory is just gone.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's going to go to a home where she'll be around people her own age. And I feel like that will be good because right now she's just so isolated, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's so fucked up.
It's fucked up.
You don't like realize you, cause like,
there's
you
no
just
dignity.
Don't realize about getting older until you're halfway old. Yeah. And then looking at it.
There's no dignity. It's so sad. And she's so depressed and I don't blame her because she's in a place where it was really sad. She asked this thing. She asked my sister and I, she was like, where's my husband? And her husband died 30 years ago.
Oof.
And we had to be like, and I'd never seen her be that bad before. Never.
Yeah.
And me and my sister were just like, oh, like a tooth just like fell out of my mouth. And I was just like,
oh my God,
he's been dead for 30 years. Like it was like, and then she could see, I mean, I didn't say that. We were just like, oh, he passed. We were more delicate than that. But
he's fucking dead. Get over it. Jesus.
But this is really spooky. So then she saw how scared me and my sister were that she asked that because it was so crazy that she was like, oh, she felt really embarrassed. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've scared you both. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So she has moments where she's lucid enough to realize that she's losing her mind and she gets freaked out by that. And it's like, it's really mind fucky. Like she's not all the way gone now. Like she still recognizes me. She's never not recognized me. And, so she still has 1 foot in the normal brain door.
Ooh,
and so it's like this weird mind fuck limbo scenario. Yeah, it's incredibly cruel. It's the worst way to go. I swear to God, if it fucking happens to me, just I'm gonna fucking dose myself with like black tar heroin and like, go night. I'm just like, there's no way to live.
It's
just, there's no way to live. I mean, I'm not saying I want to do that with my grandma. I'm just saying, like, you know, that's something I would choose for myself. And my mom said the same thing. She goes, honey, if this ever happens to me, let's get this party started.
Oh, yeah. My dad is constantly referencing how he wants everyone to pull the plug on him.
Like, apropos of nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you getting? Steak? Anyways, kill me.
No, he literally is like that. He's like, well, if I had to do that, you just turn it off. Turn off.
It's always great. Great when parents are just like, kill me.
No, he's like, if anything, I don't want to live. Like, basically, he's like, but
if I get a scrape on my knee, just kill me.
No, I think, and I'm like, that, I feel like that's like somewhat of like a depression thing.
Yeah.
That's like very depression humor.
Is he medicated?
No. Oh. You think he's going to take medication? Absolutely not.
Butch.
Butch is not here for it.
Oh, sad.
Sweet little bitch.
Skinny little Butch.
But I'm like, what am I? I'm hope that my parents don't need to go to homes or have someone else pay for their lives, because honey, I can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, none of me. Maybe my sister would have money.
Yeah,
she'd have to be the finances.
She would,
and I'll bring the lols. We actually already decided that the last time we were both home. I was like, my sister will pay, and I'll pull the plug.
What a great dividing of the resources.
Someone has to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I can pay my bills, but I can't pay for someone's medical.
Well, expenses. Homes are expensive. They're like $7,000 a month.
But also, like, what's going to happen to us when we get older?
I don't know, because our generation is just choosing to, like, not have kids.
It's like no kids and no savings.
Yeah.
So, like, what happens?
Do you
just become homeless and then die?
I don't know.
What is going to happen to millennials as they age?
I don't know. I would rather not think about it.
I want to think about it.
No.
You need to think about it. So, like, if I never have kids, who is going to... If you get Alzheimer's, I'm going to troll the hell out of you.
No, you'll just push me off a cliff, hopefully. Like,
nate, nate. I'll start a Patreon, and for $1,000, you can watch a live stream of me rolling Ryan off a cliff in a wheelchair.
Only $1,000?
Well, I'm counting on like a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
I'm counting on at least 50 people
wanting to see me die.
Paying $1,000 to watch you die.
Fair enough.
And then that will be where I'll use that money to put myself in a home.
I feel like you're gonna check into a home early. You're like 50.
What?
You know why? Because
that is so rude. That's the meanest thing you've ever said.
You're going to get about 50, and you're going to just want to be the youngest one there.
Yeah.
You're going to be like the youngest, coolest one. So you're going to just check in early.
I'm like, hey, guys.
They're like, why are you here? You seem fun. You're like, what?
I'm like, that's what you think.
Yeah. You're like, stop putting labels on me.
I think it could be fun to be in like a home, because you have like, it's a built-in social life at the end of life.
Well, no, that's what it is. It's like a high school cafeteria, but hopefully it's more friendly because people have evolved.
I would want to go to like a really nice one, though.
Well, no shit, but they're like 10 grand a month.
I know, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, I really need to have like a contingency plan for aging, because truly, if I don't have kids, like, I realize that's the reason you have kids.
It's insurance. But it's not even insurance.
Well, it's not, because some kids will not take care of you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I give a shit.
Yeah. I mean, both my parents have saved up enough money where I feel like they'd be fine in terms of like affording a home.
So yeah.
It wouldn't have to come out of me.
But I mean, with my parents, you just never know.
I think your mom's going to be fine.
I think my mom will be fine.
I think your mom squirrels away money all the time.
Yeah. I think she's smart about money.
Like, mother, like, oh, never mind.
I'm like, I wish she told me a thing or two, but. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
All right, let's get off this weird, depressing parents are gonna die talk.
It's like, but we have to be real about it.
Well, I know. I just like, whatever. I'm like seeing my mom in like an hour.
Well, I wasn't talking about your mom. I was talking about your grandma. I feel like you're gonna check into a home early. Iconic.
You're gonna be like,
All right, what else?
I don't know what's going on. What? What?
I don't know.
Anything babing out this week?
I've had a pretty, like, babe exclamation point of a week.
Oh, you had your birthday.
Yeah, I had my birthday. It was really fun.
I tried to leave early.
You tried to leave early and I immediately shut you down. Me. Yeah, I shamed you into staying. Ryan tried to. So I had like a, like, I went to Sur for the night before my birthday.
Yeah.
Which was just like a lol and mostly for listeners of like sup to hang and have a sexy, unique meetup.
Super sweet.
And then.
Nice people.
Yeah, the best. And then I had like a birthday dinner the next night. And just like invited like 20 friends to El Compadre, this like Mexican restaurant nearby. And Ryan now does this thing where once he's done with like a situation.
Why do you say Ryan does this now? I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, but it's gotten worse.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be really bad as I get older.
It's like actually like it's starting to troll and it's just going to be like, I like you need to figure it out because I don't have a lot of patience for it.
I'd like to leave.
Ryan likes to leave. And so he got up like. Like the dinner was not over, and then Ryan was like, Ryan's like,
it's pretty much over,
babe. I gotta go. I gotta go. And I was like, you're wait, what are you trying to do? You're leaving right now? And then he was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. And I was like, no, sit back down, and you're finishing the dinner and you're staying until the end.
You never got cake.
I know.
That's weird. Why didn't you get cake? I don't understand why you didn't get cake.
Well, was I supposed to get myself a cake?
I thought someone else was going to get you the cake, and then no one got you the cake, and then I was like, what the fuck?
I thought you were going to get me a cake.
I thought, I don't know. I don't know.
It didn't
know.
Really bother me. No one, I never got any, no one sang me happy birthday this year.
Oh, are you serious? Which is so funny, because you had such a
You know what, actually I did.
Celebrate. You've had such an intense birthday week. You had a lot of celebrations.
Well, a week before.
But no actual birthday.
I went to Sur like a week before my birthday, and my friend Tierney took me out, and I got a piece of cake there, and people sang happy birthday. Okay. So that's not true. I did get a happy birthday.
I mean, I took you out for dinner, but we didn't get like a cake. We got cheesecake, but we didn't have like a happy birthday moment.
No. And that's fine. Like, honestly, if I can have a good birthday,
you felt
that
the
was
love
fun,
this week. You felt the love that.
Oh, I absolutely felt the love. I had one of the best birthdays I've had maybe since my 30th birthday.
Yeah, I think it was a good birthday.
It was a great birthday.
And it also
birthday.
Just showed how much you've grown the last year.
I know.
Because last year we went to Moza and you were hanging on by an emotional thread.
Honey.
I can't believe that was a year ago, by the way.
I know.
It feels like it was a decade ago.
It scares me to think about that time.
Yeah.
Because that was truly, that was like maybe my most TBD phase of life so far.
Yeah. But you've grown, you've honestly, like, you've, like, a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Babe, it's, like, been a fucking journey.
Yeah,
I, like,
you're in a good place.
No, and I am in a good place, and my whole goal is just to, like, build off of that and, like, keep this train going, and, like, it's just crazy. Like, I had, like, such an emotional moment when I came out. Like, I've like, cried, like, 3 times since my birthday just out of, like, gratitude mm-hmm. and, like, truly, like, I'm just happy that I feel happy.
I know. You're great. You're feeling really grateful.
Yeah. And
it sounds
like,
really corny, but like that mindset is really, really important.
Yeah. And like just comparing where I was at last year with this year is like, it's night and day. Like I could not, like last year I was like on the verge of tears all through my birthday dinner from like wanting to die.
Yeah.
And like being like, this is pointless. I hate my life. Like nothing is happening that I want. And like everything is bad.
The food was good.
The food was good, but everything. But it was like the kind of thing where you don't even really enjoy it that much because. And then I felt like this. Oh, it was just. It was horrible. It was horrible.
It was bad.
Depression.
I know.
Y'all is like not a joke.
I've been feeling good this week too. I feel like it's so weird. I feel like, I mean, it sounds so corny, but you can't control what happens to you, but you can control your reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like just changing my prescription, my lens prescription, and just being like happier, grateful, more grateful. I've been like I feel like I've had a renewed interest in my fitness journey, which is mm-hmm. always a big source of happiness for me because I get really excited about what my body can do.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, my trainer told me, like, he goes, you're one of the only people that I have who has never complained during workout.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's because I'm literally just like hashtag blessed to be here. Like, I never thought my body could do anything because it had cerebral palsy. So the fact that it's able to do all these things, it's so thrilling to me. I get so excited.
You should
be genuinely get excited.
You're super. You're so strong.
I know. I'm a strong girl.
Ryan was just like doing push-ups in my apartment the other day.
Yeah.
My goal too is to like get stronger because I've had renewed fitness goals and dreams and have like been working out consistently for the past month. And it's like, I can just tell, like, it's not even about, yeah, it helps my mental state, yeah. But it doesn't even become about, and I forget this every time, because my whole thing is like, I like to work really hard until things are kind of good, and then I freak out that they're good, and then I destroy them. And so that's like my cycle always. And I do that less and less as I'm getting older, but I still do it. So like, I worked out hardcore last year and then got to a point where I was like, not anymore. And then just like totally fell off for like 6 months.
So but that's like, also because of money.
That was a lot because of money. And yeah, it was just like a whole thing. Because I mean, I could have gone for a run, but I like didn't want to do that.
No, that's fair.
So, so now it's like I work out again, and I, when I'm not working out, I become very critical of my body, and it's like I want to just like lose weight and be like as skinny as possible, and I like put a lot of stock in that. And when I'm working out, it's not about that for me. It's like about becoming stronger, and then everything kind of tightens up. So then it's like I start to really like my body the way it is, and it's just like I'm happy that I have the body that I have, and I like think that it looks good, and I'm not trying to subscribe to like, oh, I need to like be skinnier or whatever, because it's just like, oh, this looks nice to me, and I like feel good in my skin.
That's like how I feel too. It's so corny, but it's like my belly has never been bigger. Like I like, because I'm just like YOLOing and like eating like tacos and margaritas and like not caring. I don't weigh myself anymore, but I'm also just like killing it at the gym and getting stronger, which is like truly a lull to see, because I've truly never looked buffer, but like my belly has never been bigger, so it's kind of lull. Like,
but it's also one of those things.
But I kind of don't care. I just don't care.
Yeah,
because I feel strong and I look good.
And also, it's like one of those things that's. I mean, you and I are writers. Like, we're pretty sedentary most of the day, yeah. So I don't think there's a version of either of our lives where we have like a six pack.
Yeah,
I mean, no. I don't know. Like,
no, there's no. No.
For me, at least.
A six-pack is really hard.
A six-pack is really hard.
Yeah.
Like, to do what it takes to have a six-pack, that's why it's so few people have six-pack.
Yeah. No, it's like, if you have a six-pack, you truly have no hobbies.
No. Your hobby is working out and eating lettuce.
Yeah.
And like, sad. Lean protein.
Also, like, no one fucking cares. Like, no, like, truly. Like, at the end of the day, it's like, if you have a little bit of a stomach, no one gives a shit.
No one gives a shit. Your biggest thing
you
is
you just
that,
have to make sure that everything else looks good in your body. Just kidding.
Yeah. But as long as like you're feeling good, and you're
I know it's true.
Looking hot and you like the way you look then will, that's the most important
it will
thing.
Translate again, this all sounds like cliche, but it's true, honey. Like if you because it's like you can be in the most amazing shape, but if you feel like a goblin, people are gonna sense that, and it's not gonna be cute.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all about confidence.
Yeah. So
we're really just telling crazy new things people have never heard of.
The thing is, you should just feel good about yourself. Anyways. Like,
so
but
stupid.
It's true.
It's true.
You know what? It's fine. We're having a good week and we're feeling ourselves.
I know we are. We're having
good going
weeks.
Into a Trollklahoma week. But that's fine.
Lol. It's true.
But no, it's fine. It's going to be fun.
And you know, it's funny. Like, I'm usually trolled by family time, and I went out to with my family to Ventura, which is always a weird fruitless journey, because we go because we're nostalgic for this place that we used to live, but we also just truly don't care about it anymore. So we travel an hour, then we have lunch, and then we realize there's truly nothing to do in Ventura, so we just leave. It happens every time.
You don't go to the beach?
No, we're like not a beach family. So it's like the whole thing's point. Anyways, like ordinarily I would have felt triggered or trolled by like this intense family time, but I didn't care this time. It kind of was like, whatever, it is what it is. And I kind of just like let go and let God.
Yeah. It's all about just a let go, let God.
Yeah. You're kind of like, all right. Again, it's truly just adjusting the prescription and just like being like, I choose to think this way about it. It's like when I went to DC and I was like, am I going to have an anxiety attack about doing all these things and being around all these disabled people, and it will be overwhelming for me? And it's like, nope. Like, don't look at it that way. Like,
yeah.
You're here. You're doing good stuff. Like, it'll be a really great experience. Like, that's it.
Yeah. And that's like kind of where I adjusted my birthday prescription. Because before I was like a week or two before, I was starting to get really depressed thinking about it. Because birthdays are just like hard sometimes. And like, and part of me was like, I don't even want to celebrate. Like, I haven't planned anything. And like, and just feeling really down about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I have to change this narrative. Mm-hmm. Like, now is the time. I fire up a wish list. I'm going to like get people together and like do what I want to do. And it's my birthday. And then I had a realization that I was like, I don't care about like New Year, like New Year's Eve or like New Year's resolutions, really. But like, I really care about, like, I think it's really important to celebrate your birthday and like another year of life on this
planet.
Did
you know that I feel like your Mozza birthday was my birthday this past year? Did you know that?
No.
I was deeply, deeply depressed. It was going on.
Did we go to Frito Misto for your birthday?
No, we went to, we might have with my family, but we went to, what's that place? Don Antonio's on the West Side. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So basically, like, I was going on week 6 or 7 or 8 of my anxiety episode, mm-hmm. where I just felt like couldn't sleep and couldn't do anything and was going to work and just feeling like hell and all this stuff. And it was during a massive heat wave in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Massive. It was like truly 110 degrees.
Yeah.
And we didn't, like, my AC wasn't really working. So I remember that weekend I was feeling deeply depressed and anxious. And obviously, like, when you feel that way, you feel very alone, very isolated. So the whole fanfare around my birthday felt very, like, it felt, it made it even worse because it was so in contrast to what I was feeling. I was feeling so low.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was like, I couldn't sleep because it was so hot. And like, I'd wake up and I remember like, I pulled a muscle while working out in my chest. So my
chest. Oh yeah. I remember that.
So bad. And then I got a really painful cystic like zit on my back that like actually hurt when I would put my back against seats. Oof. So I was, my back was hurting. I pulled a chest muscle and then it was 110 degrees. I felt so anxious and so low and I truly felt so depressed and I like, it was embarrassing to even talk about. And I don't think I've even talked about it until today because
mm-hmm.
it was so, I felt so ashamed. And I remember we went to the Malibu chili cook-off because it was like, we were like, well, let's go to Malibu where it's cooler. First of all, it was 100 degrees in Malibu still.
It was the hottest day.
It was the hottest day ever. We were eating chili.
We ate chili. I was pouring sweat. Yeah. I looked like hell.
Yeah. I was truly depressed that day. That was honestly one of the worst birthdays because I just was so depressed. And I did like, and at that point, I'd been having this anxiety episode for almost 2 months.
Yeah.
And it truly felt like it was never going to end.
Yeah.
And then it did. Like everything else ends. I know. It's like everything else. It just, nothing is fucking permanent.
Nothing is.
Nothing is. And once you really realize that, and you only realize that, I think, through age and experience. And, you know, I'm really lucky. I have not had an anxiety episode since that one has lifted. But I feel like I've accepted, if it does happen again, I kind of will be more familiar with it and less afraid. And that, so I won't fight.
Mm-hmm.
Were you the one, someone I was having dinner with last night? Oh, my friend Brandon was saying, his therapist always says, if you resist, it persists,
mm-hmm.
which I'm like, that's such a great way to say. And that's so mean in a nutshell, yeah. because I'm such a, I resist. I want to fight it away. I want to mm-hmm. swat it away, but that just makes it worse. So
you just have to lean into it.
You have to lean into it.
And you have to experience the emotions that come with it and not be afraid of them.
Yeah.
And then come out the other side.
Yeah.
You have to like birth.
And again, nothing's permanent.
Yeah.
It will lift. It always does.
You have to birth yourself through it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll be in labor for
a long time.
A long time.
I mean, my anxiety episode lasted for 3 months.
Yeah.
It was hell. But anyway.
Anyways. Better now.
Yeah.
Let's do reader mail.
All right.
All right. Dear Lara and Ryan, longtime reader, thanks for all you do. Your podcast brings me a lot of joy and your openness about your lives is really something I'm grateful for because I enjoy your lols as if they were my own. So I'm in a very happy relationship with my boyfriend going on 3 years now. We have one tuxedo cat and just re-signed the lease on our place and I really think we're making things happen. My babe question is about my past and present sexual life. When I was in my early 20s, I'm going on 30 now, I was a bit of a slut. I was happy to find myself anywhere from a sling to a group setting, sometimes both.
Oh.
Try anything once, am I right?
Great.
Since I've met my boyfriend, we've been full monogamous and that's been great because I love him and see a future with him. But as our relationship has progressed, I'm having trouble repressing my longing for my earlier, more promiscuous days. I know that communication about these things is key, but I feel like he's not really into anything beyond monogamy, so I've been scared to bring it up. Deep down, I know I need some variety, not from an emotional standpoint, but that deep down primal sort of way. Is it babe of me to be scared to communicate this? Thank you, love and light, repressed slut.
Oh my God.
It's not babe.
This is so up my alley.
Yeah.
So up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, it's not babe at all. And of course, it's always a hard conversation to have. I mean, me and Jonathan still haven't figured it out because we're always constantly negotiating it and it's just not, we ain't there yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. We're not there yet. But I think it's completely normal. And I think monogamy is a trap.
Yeah.
And I think that, well, I think that every relationship
monogamy
is different.
Yeah. It's not for everyone.
It's not for everybody. And it's okay.
And what's good is that you know yourself. Like, yeah. I'm hearing a lot of self-awareness and that you know what you need.
So and there's no guilt about that either. There shouldn't be. Like, if you're like, oh my God, I love this person, but I also would like to like fuck like a random occasionally. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And I didn't seem like she felt bad about that, which is great.
Yeah. It's not, I think it's a he.
He?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what's so funny? I thought this was like a woman and I was like, yes. And of course it's just a fucking gay guy. Okay.
No,
I was like, yes, a woman empowered. Yes. And then it's like, oh, another fucking gay guy.
No, but like, it's not babe of you to be scared. It's kind of natural to be scared, but it's also a conversation that you need to have.
The way that me and Jonathan have dipped our feet, as I said, we've hired a sex worker. I'm allowed to have weird dalliances with sex workers. That's sort of like the way that we kind of have entered into the arrangement, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that as like an appetizer
to
your open relationship could be good. Like you suggesting you have a threesome with like a sex worker or something like that.
Yeah.
Because there's no jealousy there. There's no muss. There's no fuss. They come and then they go.
So. And give it time. It's not something that's going to be resolved in like one conversation.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, it's
not like
it's an
have...
ongoing conversation. It's checking in. It's like whatever. Like, I mean, even to Jonathan, like the other week, I was like, I wanted to hook up with this person. And I was like, can I hook up with him? And I mean, I have not hooked up with them. But I mean, and they might not even want to hook up with me. But like, he was like, yeah. And I was like, yay. And honestly, that takes away like 80% of the itch that I need to scratch in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more. It's like
I just kind of know that
maybe
it can happen,
yeah.
So
it's like, more about feeling like you have freedom to do what you want to do and have the choice instead of feeling like you're trapped in like
and that makes you want to act out more.
Yeah,
and like that makes you want it more. I mean, it's true. It's like psychologically, once you realize you can have it, it's like you don't want it as much because that's all you wanted was just the freedom,
mm-hmm.
the potential.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's cool. I think you should just talk to him about it. Communication. C-U-M. Can I read the next one?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a follow-up.
Hey, Ryan and Laura. Whole Foods scammer babe from episode 11 here. First, I must say that the stories and topics of this pod are so relevant to my journey that I've had to restrain myself from writing so as to not seem like a babe stalker. Mm-hmm. I, too, saw the original run of Spring Awakening High as a Kite in 2007, and I have a Tracy Anderson Grinder story that will give you heartburn. Mm. I also went to high school with Freckle, and I can attest that they've been a star since day one. Anyway, I'm finally writing to check in about some major babe thoughts and behaviors related to a recent breakup. I've been single for 4 years and have been living, laughing, and loving with my hoe truth in NYC. This has been a very positive experience because my last boyfriend was sexually withholding, and like Ryan, I had a post-high school dry spell that lasted into my early 20s that left some emotional scars. I get it, boo. Mm-hmm. A few months ago, I met a great guy who checked off all of the boxes for me, and I was considering him to be boyfriend material. We both work in healthcare. I love that. Had a great conversation, liked the same music, and the sex was on point. Yada, yada, yada. Cut to 2 weeks ago when he sent me a breakup text before we were supposed to have dinner. He said that he didn't feel like we had any connection and that he didn't see it going anywhere. What the fuck? I wasn't too upset when I first got this message because I was on my way to Soho House and thought, fuck this scrub, I'm going to go to Soho House. Hashtag justice for SATC3. After sitting with it, I thought if there was no connection between us, I must have been A, hallucinating during our hangs. B, I'm socially inept and misread all the social cues. Both unlikely. I was hurt, and after some tequila and a consult with my girlfriends, I decided to be petty. Without acknowledging his texts or the breakup at all, I sent him a Venmo request for a recent Haim concert. Yikes. Where I brought him backstage to meet the girls. Oh, also babes from high school. Oh, sorry. Love them. Esty, I love you. Alana, yes. Danielle, fuck yeah. In the amount of $100. The next day, he denied his request and blocked me on iMessage and all social media. That's funny. Since then, I've been babing hard. I've sent him multiple PayPal requests for the funds. Oh. Okay. Called him out on my Insta stories. Okay. And created a fake Instagram account to send him messages about the whole ordeal. He has responded to none of it. Oh. I will likely see him in July at the T-Swift concert because we're sitting in the same section and I'm plotting a confrontation.
Oh my God.
Do I try to have a sincere conversation with him about our time together and our demise? Or do I release my inner petty bitch, demand my money, and ask him if he still cries after he gets fucked? Which really happened the last time we did the deed. In retrospect, there was some warning signs with this guy. He dyed his hair blonde after our first date. Ugh. And he loved photographing flowers with his Sur camera, Vaughn. Oh, wait, with his... Oh, sorry. And he loved photographing flowers with his SLR camera. I read that as Sur.
I know, I looked like
Lol. Sir. What do you babes think? Do I go high or low when, if I see him? Should I continue to insta-troll him? I don't really need the money for the concert ticket, but I'm feeling gaslit by the whole experience and his claim that we had no connection. I want to have the last word, however petty and venomous it may be. While I'm checking in, I should share that my Whole Foods skincare scamming has decreased significantly since I've been simplified my regimen to cleansing and masking with Manuka honey and moisturizing with pure aloe gel.
Ooh, I like that. I want to try that.
And the Embryos moisturizer another reader shared about. Scamming is fun, but gets tiring after a while. And if I still went to the Kabbalah Center, my teacher would greatly disapprove of it. Keeping up the good work, lol, angels. And I hope to meet you soon at a random house party in Silver Lake where all great meetings happen. XOXO. Okay, listen, here's the deal. I love you. You sound great. What you're doing is fucking crazy.
What you're doing is crazy and you need to stop. You're harassing.
That's harassing. That's harassment.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm having a babe intervention with you.
Yeah.
That's like, put down the phone.
It's so not chic.
Step away. It's not chic. And you're going to regret it if you don't already.
I mean,
look, I get it. I've truly been there where I dated someone that I thought like things were good and we were vibing and then got ghosted and it sucks. Like there's no way around that. Weirdly, those are like more hurtful breakups than like
you're still not over it.
No, I'm not over it. Like I'll hold on to this. Like,
but you gain nothing by being Tom Petty about it though.
No, nothing. You do not. And like,
and also like hurt people. So it tracks what he's doing. Like mm-hmm. if you're hurt, like whatever, like that's the way you feel like you can exert some power over a situation where you feel like you've completely lost control. But it's just not great. It's not a good look and it's not nice. And you have to understand, like, this guy, I mean, also if he like cried after the last time you guys had sex, he might be dealing with some stuff that you are not aware of. Like it might not have much to do with you at all.
Yeah.
And he might just have intimacy issues and you need to like kind of respect that and like understand that he's going through his own journey and that you attacking him is not making anything better. Mm-hmm. And you're also not gaining anything from it either. It's a lose-lose.
Yeah. It's like, it's just not a good sitch for either of you.
Yeah.
So I think you just have to be respectful of him and like take these problems to your therapist.
Yeah, that's what it is. And it's like
work through it. And I'm so, like, the lack of closure is so annoying and I feel that like fully.
Honestly, you should send him like a letter where you're actually, instead of being mean and cyberbullying him, you should send him a letter where you just feel vulnerable and like you're just like, look, I'm really sorry for what I did. I'm sorry for, you know, spamming your thing about the money requests, whatever. I think the underneath to all of this is that I just feel hurt and confused and I really thought we had something. And that's how I feel. And I know it sounds corny, but I feel like by just releasing that, I feel like you're going to feel better.
Yeah. You know, 'cause what it sounds like what you want is for him to engage with you.
Of course. But
you're going about it in a way that's like not going to get you your desired outcome.
But if you're vulnerable with him, you might. But also,
and
might
if just good. Saying that, just writing that refreeze is going to be it. Therapeutic.
I agree.
Even if you feel too scared to send the email, I would write out everything that you feel.
It really helps.
And stop harassing this person.
Yeah, it's like not cool.
It's not. I love you. Love and light.
Also, love the Heim sisters. Danielle, Esther,
Alana.
Oh my God, San Fernando Valley. Yes. Oh my God, Studio City, Diners, Little Doms. Woo.
Yeah. I need to get a Manuka honey.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really into that skincare regime. You're a babe on the inside, but you're being a babe on the outside.
PayPal?
Mm-mm. PayPal, honey.
Once you go to PayPal, that's babe pal.
Once you go to it's babe pal.
Honey, you need to step away.
Creating a fake Instagram.
To like, harass, no. Not chic.
Honey,
no.
Come on.
You're better than this.
Hey, Lauren Ryan. I'm a big fan of all your creative work, pods, videos, writing, etc., and your personal journeys. I'm not the type of person that knows how to comfort my friends in a time of need. Mostly I get drunk and hope for the best. But y'all seem like you are, so I'm coming to you in effort to grow and possibly learn something. I have a friend who is in a year-long relationship with a married politician. I was the only person she told about this relationship, and boy, it was a babe journey of ups and downs. From my perspective, he completely manipulated her into believing that he was going to leave his wife for her. He would continuously tell her small lies about the status of his marriage, and when she discovered them to be untrue, they would have these awful fights, break up, and then a couple of days later, he would promise her marriage in a couple years, and they would get back together. It was taking such a toll on her mental and physical health and was becoming difficult to offer any helpful advice. Anyways, he ended it for good, chose to stay with the wife, and she has confessed to me that she's starting to slip into what Lara would call a dark K-hole of depression. Her heart is truly broken, and all I want to do is comfort her, help her realize she's just amazing, that this guy is an asshole, and see that her potential is so much more than dating a married guy. But all my efforts have proven to be futile. So any books, articles, TED Talks, words of advice, etc. would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
I hate getting breakup advice emails because I just don't, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, all as a friend, all you can do is just be there for this person.
Yeah.
And then also be there to be there, like, in touch with reality when they feel like they're kind of losing it a little bit and, like, bringing them back up from the K-hole of depression.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do I do when you're depressed?
I mean, you would just tell me to get on medication.
Yeah, I would tell you to get on medication all the time.
And then I would just be like, okay, and then I wouldn't do it. So honestly, there's nothing you can do that's going to like change this person's, like, no. Your friend's outlook on life or anything. Like, she has to do that for herself.
Exactly.
And so all you can really do,
gentle suggestions, but that's it.
Yeah, is like be there for her and just like understand that she's going through it and that she's gonna get through it eventually, but on her own terms.
Maybe you need a girl's trip.
Yeah, maybe a girl's trip would be good.
Yeah.
That's always fun to get away for a while, yeah. Even if it's just like a daytime hang. I always love a getaway.
Yeah, you do.
I do love a getaway.
You would get away to anywhere.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But like, I'm thinking when I went through my last big breakup, we did a getaway to Ojai for a day and it was really fun.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Distractions are nice.
Distractions are nice. And like,
and knowing that you're loved and supported is always a nice feeling, especially when you're feeling unlovable, which yeah, is what someone feels like after a breakup.
Mm-hmm. And if your friend, like, when I'm going through it, all I want is to like be able to spend like quality time with my friends.
Yeah.
So.
But also your friend should probably be in therapy. Just saying.
What?
Her friend should probably be in therapy.
Yeah. She should definitely see a therapist.
Because this relation with a politician, it's like when you're allowing yourself to be in that unhealthy relationship, there's obviously issues of self-worth going on and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would maybe recommend to your friend, like, therapy. Find therapy. There's like affordable therapy lists just to like get her through the breakup. And if you really are concerned about her, like, yeah. But I don't know. These things just take time.
They do. But again, therapy is good because I feel like when, if you're someone who's in that unhealthy relationship, typically patterns kind of repeat themselves.
Yeah. So it's like fix whatever, try and heal whatever it was that made her feel like she should date this married guy and believe things that he said, because that's a classic Nunca
and situation. Be grateful that you're not her.
Yeah. Just kidding, just kidding. That too.
Should I read this one?
Yeah. Subject is very TBD.
Hi, Ryan and Laura. I'm currently babying out in my bedroom. I'm eating Raisin Bran out of an already used cereal bowl. I'm not an 87-year-old man looking for more fiber in his diet. I'm a 23-year-old absolute mess. Well, that tracks. Who's not an absolute mess at 23? I haven't been able to stop thinking about this picture that I saw recently on Tumblr of Barack Obama walking into a room to find Yoda hanging from the ceiling. Very me, very TBD. I wrote in recently about being obsessed with Fergie's truly inspirational journey of national anthem performance, which fills with my thoughts at least once a day. I'm high on a double dose of melatonin with Cupcake's Deep Throat blasting in the background. I haven't been able to stop thinking about this picture that I saw on Tumblr recently of my one and only... Wait. This is like a repeat. They say it twice. Okay. So,
wait.
They repeat the same thing.
Okay, so then...
Okay.
This person
wow.
is very TBD.
Also,
okay,
this person's
so
high.
Just keep going.
Okay.
So, I haven't been able to stop thinking.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about this picture that I saw on Tumblr recently of my one and only Barack Obama walking into a room to find Yoda hanging from the ceiling. All I could think of while looking at the picture was me, but not in a bad way, just in a, like, I'm fully coming out of my body way.
Honey.
Have either of you been offered money for sex? I was once offered $2,000, but regretfully didn't take it because I thought I had self-respect. But all of that was lost when, on the same day, I saw my best friend's brother stab someone in the street, and I went to Costco with cum dripping down my leg because I thought it was cool because I had cum dripping out of my gaping ass, but hadn't trained myself how to suck it in yet. Thanks. I don't know.
I'm calling the police.
I think this person's just high. I mean, he says he's high.
I'm freaked out.
I know. It's a weird email.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
This is a...
Sometimes Laura and I get... It's too dark for us to take on. And we love you.
This email has everything. It has a meme that to me was not that funny, but I understand like why you're lolling. I love his passion for Fergie.
He also repeated...
You repeated the same Barack Obama thing in the same paragraph. Then you revealed that your best friend's brother stabbed someone.
Costco.
At Costco?
He had cum dripping down his leg. He also got offered $2,000 for sex.
Okay, I would think if you're ever offered money for sex, take it. You don't say no.
Would you do that?
If someone offered me $2,000?
Well, yeah, but what if it's someone that's not chic?
Oh, no. I'm saying if I was already into, like, a consensual relationship.
Yeah.
Like, and then the person I wanted to fuck was like, can I pay you to fuck me? I'd be like, hell to the yes.
Right.
You absolutely can. My Venmo's Lars Marie. Like, let's do this.
I'm like...
Honey.
I'm looking him up. I know this is bad. I'm sorry. I'm looking him up.
We're looking him up. Yeah.
I don't...
We're just doing... This is a babe. You know when you call the police to go do a wellness check?
I don't
We're
think
doing
this is
a babe
her.
Wellness check.
Him. I don't... It's a woman. I don't know. This can't be her. No.
No.
No. I know. We wanted... I kind of do want to do a check-in.
Can you look up from the email address?
No. On Instagram, can you do that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
What if it's this person?
Oh my God. A plastic surgeon? LOL.
I would die. That would be amazing.
No, it's definitely a guy, too, yeah. By the way. Because the kind of joke, I mean.
What if it's this person?
Definitely
with a Bible verse in their bio.
A Bible verse, yeah. No, definitely not him.
We're trying to find him.
We're trying to find him, but who knows? There's...
Okay. This is TBD.
Yeah.
And I hope that you're just high and this is like... Yeah.
It's just high.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. God bless.
Well... Did you ever learn how to suck cum into your ass?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know I had to. What? I don't care if it's like dripping, whatever.
Okay. Well, I guess that ends our... That's it.
We gotta stop. Yeah, we gotta stop now.
There's nowhere to go from there.
We gotta collect ourselves.
I have some Manuka honey that I need to purchase. Like, yeah.
But we love you.
We love you.
Oh, okay. So donate to our Patreon. The merch is dropping, like, blah, blah, blah.
The merch
it's dropped.
Is dropped, yeah.
It's
for
dropped?
Patreon subscribers.
Oh, it's out already?
When this is...
Oh, right. I get confused.
Ryan,
well, we always say that, but...
I know. We've always said that 3 times, but this time, 3rd time's the charm.
Yeah.
So if you're a Patreon member, you should go to patreon.com/babepodcast and you'll get all the info you need to, like, be able to pre-order the merch.
And if you're not, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah, sorry. We'll be opening it up for sales eventually, but we're doing our first run, patrons only. Yeah. So, all right. Follow us on Instagram at babepodcast. Write us questions, babepodcast@gmail.com. And check out babepodcast.com for my Amazon wish list.
I mentioned that we were going to Provincetown on the Instagram Live, and people were excited.
Love.
And it's because some of them lived in Massachusetts. One of them lived in Truro, which is the town over from Provincetown. So I think we could actually do like a mini babe meetup.
We could do a P-Town meetup. Oh, that would be fun.
That would be fun. So if you're in... P-Town or the surrounding area, June 23rd to the 30th, me and Laura will be there and we should get a date going.
Yeah.
And like do something.
I'm so down.
All right. That sounds chic.
All right, guys.
All right. Love you.
Love and light. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.